I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Connecticut's overdue budget is leaving some in the environmental community worried millions of dollars that are supposed to be reinvested into clean energy programs won't be. Raids to the regional cap-and-trade power program known as RGGI are still very much on the table. Since its beginning, RGGI has nearly halved carbon sector emissions in the region, and in Connecticut, more than $180 million has been sent back for reinvestment. But last year, more than $3 million was swept from the program into the state's general fund.
It's essentially like taxing ratepayers. It's an energy tax.
Katie Dykes heads up RGGI, and she's also chair of the Public Utilities Regulatory Authority in Connecticut.
These are not sort of nice to have, consumer benefit entitlement programs, for example. They are doing work in the market. They are functioning in the market, just like the power plant down the street.
Dyke says that's because energy efficiency programs supported by RGGI drive down the need for power, in theory reducing demand and your electric bill. Carrie Schlichting, a policy advocate at the Acadia Center, agrees. But when it comes to RGGI raids, the genie might be out of the bottle.
In 2017, the amounts that have been proposed to be swept into the general fund are much larger than we've seen in the past.
Governor Malloy has said he'll veto the budget that passed the legislature that would have taken about $10 million each year out of the program. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.